Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio program, and Peyton Manning in the spotlight. He revealed that he was rejected by the hotshot quarterback in New England. Patriots PR not allowing Peyton Manning to speak with Mac Jones. So it's a fill-in-the-blank situation. Patriots PR not allowing Mac Jones to speak with Peyton Manning is blank. We will fill in the blank, that and much more, right now in hour number four. Here it is. Sometimes in life, you can't get what you want. Doesn't happen. Even when you are a big name, and that has now taken place, and it happened last night. Well, we heard about it last night. We'll give you the story. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we loaf around coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from a seat, as in the cheap seats of broadcasting the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. And our lead this hour coming from the NFL. It is related to the Monday night game. And oh, what a night it was, as the cold, windy weather howling through Orchard Park, New York, as advertised, the Patriots able to withstand the elements. And they win the game on the strength of their running game. They got a bunch of running backs, and so the Patriots, they only had 11 first downs of the game. The Bills had 16, but really only 14, coupled by penalty via the Patriots. And neither team getting much offense at all. But in fact, the Buffalo Bills only had one touchdown, but really that was a gift from the Patriots, as N'Keal Harry muffed a punt and gave the Bills the ball at the 14-yard line. But our lead this hour comes from the booking department. And as the Patriots were able to win that game and withstand wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour, allegedly, I wasn't there, another story was percolating out of that game. Now, Mac Jones, the Mac Daddy, is getting a lot of talk because he was the quarterback of a game where they attempted three passes, the Patriots, and won the game by 4 points, and so that's the big talking point. There's another story, though, about Mac Jones, which is getting some attention. If you don't know where I'm going, maybe not. Peyton Manning, speaking on the fledgling Manning cast, says that he contacted Mac Jones this past week so he could prepare for the telecast. That's a nice way of Peyton to brag about how much preparation that he does. And so he said he reached out to Mac Jones. I guess when you're Peyton Manning, you can get anyone's number you want. Just snap your fingers and say, oh, yeah, I have that guy's number. And so he had Mac Jones's number, and so he called him up. And guess what? Well, why don't I allow Peyton to tell the story as teed up by his brother Elijah Manning here. The Manning brothers commenting on the interaction with Mac Jones.
Hey, you said you talked to Josh Allen. Did you talk to Mac Jones? You know, do you talk to all the quarterbacks?
Well, I tried to talk to Mac Jones, and he was very respectful. He said, Peyton, I want to do it, but can you call our PR director, Stacy, because he kind of has to oversee all things. I said, no problem. I called Stacy. He was very professional. I said, Stacy, I'm talking to Coach Belichick. You know, can I talk to Mac Jones? And I got to tell you, I appreciate how they're handling Mac.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Anyway, Mac Jones, as you heard Peyton say there, that Mac said, oh, you gotta talk to this PR hack for the Patriots before you talk to me. And so Peyton called, and then the PR hack denied the request. And he also said later on, he said, it's the first quarterback that he hasn't talked to. Ooh. All right, so let us discuss the question. The Patriots PR department not allowing Mac Jones to speak with Peyton Manning is blank. Fill in the blank. So I've got on brand reality check and breakfast cereal. And we will combine all of these things together, and those will be the things that make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, to kick off, I like this story a lot. I do. The fact that Mac Jones turned down what would have been a very brief chat with Peyton Manning because he's so afraid of upsetting anyone in the Patriot organization, which is really Bill Belichick. And he knows that by doing this, he will then curry extra pudding at the commissary for the Patriots. Like, Belichick will make sure he gets an extra pudding for not talking to Peyton Manning. And people converse all the time. Players converse with former players all the time. And things are a wee bit different. Well, it's just a wee bit different. In New England, it's things like this. So, Mac Jones not talking to Peyton Manning, ignoring Peyton Manning, is on brand. It is on brand. And rookies are like children in England. They are expected to be seen and not heard. And Mac does do a weekly radio spot in Boston. He gets paid a ton of money to do that. And he every week takes listeners on a trip to Dolesville. It's a magical journey to Dolesville. And if he was a good dish, a good food dish, he would be Mac Jones, overcooked oatmeal, just plain oatmeal overcooked. That would be the food dish. And I'm sure he probably loves that. And he loves that because that's kind of what he provides here with these interviews. And Bill Belichick, his mind control, like Pavlov's dogs, is in effect. Now, furthermore, so when I heard about this, there's a couple reasons I wanted to talk about this story. I thought it was interesting. Peyton Manning rejected by the PR staff of the Patriots. My heart fluttered, and I thought, welcome to my world. Welcome to the world of overnight gas bag, Peyton Manning. I hope you enjoy yourself here because that's a pretty good reality check. Now, the Manning family, they are the Illuminati of the NFL. They're the first family of football. They're the royal family. And they seemingly can get away with anything they want. And this is a nice, as we said, reality check. And here's how I relate to the story. Okay, here's how I relate to Peyton Manning. I have regularly been denied the chance to talk to random people in sports. Now, we don't do any interviews on this show. It's an overnight show. And I don't like taping things. A lot of the other overnight shows tape interviews, and some of them are completely taped. We don't do that here. This is a live show. I'm here right now in real time. You're there. And I feel like it would be disingenuous to do a taped show. The podcast world's different. But I used to do local daytime radio in another life, and I had guests on from time to time, and we did that kind of a show. Typical boring daytime radio with a lot of guests on. So we did that back in the day. And I relate to this because I flash back. It was Valentine's Day at Staples Center in L.A., which is now called some crypto thing. But this is years ago. So T.O., Terrell Owens, Hall of Fame receiver now, Terrell Owens there, was in football purgatory with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the most talked about player in that era of the NFL on sports radio. And so I found myself, not with a date, I was at a Clipper game. They were playing the Atlanta Hawks, as I remember. Maybe they were playing someone else, but I remember them playing the Atlanta Hawks in my head. And so I'm at the game, and I get tipped off. Hey, T.O.'s here sitting courtside. And I'm like, well, I do a radio show. At that time, I was doing a daytime show here at Fox Sports Radio. And I was on with this guy named Chris Myers, who does play-by-play. And so Chris was a big name, and so I was like, all right, this is an opportunity to impress Chris. So I text Chris, and he's like, yeah, we'd love to get T.O. on. So I waited in the bowels of the Crypt Keeper Arena. Had a different name back then. And I waited around, and Owens, sure enough, because I knew where the celebrities would go to hang out and schmooze and drink the free food and all that stuff. So Owens came over, and I said, hey, T.O., how you doing? And I said, very, very polite. I said, I explained the whole situation. I said, T.O., I'm so-and-so gas bag guy, and I do a little radio show. Then I dropped Chris Myers' name like that. And then Owens, I'd love to do it. He then says, here's the number. Call my publicist. He gave me the number to his publicist, which I didn't even bother to call. Because I think you, as an adult, you take care of your own business. You don't need to pass it off to some middle man, whatever it might be. Just say you're not interested. You don't have to tell me you're interested. If you're interested, you do it. You don't need someone else to. I mean, grown-ups don't need other people to schedule things for you. Your mom's not going to schedule your lunch for you. You've got to figure this stuff on your own. Figure this stuff out on your own. So that was my run-in with Tio. And it's great. That's like, I used to have an agent. I don't have an agent right now. And I remember I had an agent. The agent was like, oh yeah, the reason you hire me is because you don't want to, if anything you don't want to do, I'll be the guy that takes the hit for you. I'll be the bad guy, right? You be the good cop. I'll be the bad cop. And really publicist, it's the same thing, right? I'll turn down the interview request, but even Peyton Manning getting that treatment. All right. Last thing. So there is radio chatter that active NFL players are avoiding the Manning cast because of an alleged jinx. I don't know if you saw this or not. It's been bouncing around. Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. So the story is that the first part of the NFL season, every time an active NFL player went on that Fugazi broadcast, that their team the following week lost. So there's a cloud hanging over the broadcast, that the Manning brothers are like walking under a ladder while a black cat crosses your path and you're opening up an umbrella. Like all of those things are happening indoors. All of those things are happening. It's a voodoo spell is placed on you. Now, I don't buy this, okay? I do not buy this. And I'll tell you why, right? I don't think there's anything to it. It's random selection. It's random selection. It's kind of like the theory about this, there used to be this magazine back when people read magazines before the internet called Sports Illustrated. It was kind of a big deal back in the day. And they had this thing called the SI Jinx. But it was a product, and the more modern version would be the same thing, the Madden cover. That the Manning brothers are not going to put you on their show after a bad performance. You're going to come on after a good performance. And usually what happens is there's a regression to the mean. Just like you don't get on the cover of Madden if you're a chump. You get on the cover because you're A, popular, and B, you've done something really good on the field. And so you normally don't have back-to-back seasons. There's the ebb and flow. And if you do think that there's a jinx here, then my advice would be to go on Amazon or wherever you buy stuff and buy some Lucky Fuzzy Dice and get a four-leaf clover and get a breakfast of Lucky Charms. Get your breakfast cereal of Lucky Charms there, and you're good to go. And by the way, the chat with Mac Jones would have been a complete waste of Peyton Manning's time. Anyway, even if Mac had said wonderful things, he threw the ball three times. He had one throw, Mac Jones, going to the fourth quarter. What kind of insight is he going to provide Peyton Manning? And it was more of a hard-o way for Peyton to brag about, oh, I do so much show prep. Let me tell you, I do. Oh, my God. I'm not just hanging out in my basement, and I'm not doing this because my production company is making a ton of money. There's other reasons involved. Other reasons involved. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, there's a line open. Boy, what an hour of calls you missed last hour. Holy cannoli. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. If you want to join the festivities, and we will go to the crime files of the Ben Maller Show. We'll open up the crime files of the Ben Maller Show and America's favorite quarterback, Tom Brady's latest money grab. What is TB12 up to now to try to get into your pocket? We'll get to that as well, and we will do it next. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. We're you that Saturday night. Oh, the great Dick in Dayton. Legend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Here comes Maller Claus, here comes Maller Claus, right down Maller Claus Lane. He's got hot takes and bloviations, he's on the air again. Eddie Garcia, Justin Cooper, Raider Roberto too. 8 days a week, content's coming to you, because Malaclaus comes tonight.
Four out of five nocturnal listeners to sports radio choose the Ben Maller Show to combat insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your help to grow the Maller Militia. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
So the latest money grab from Tom Brady. We'll get to that. Also, the crime files of the Ben Maller Show. And we will have some follow-up audio on a football player hissy fit following the Bills-Patriots game on Monday night. There's some new audio there that we will play as well. Matt writes in, so he says, I am up here in the miserable tundra, and my first thought is that Dictator Bill is going to do whatever it takes to not let Mac Jones follow in the GOAT's footsteps to superstardom. But then he allows Mac to start his own knockoff TB12 brand. When he has just one 300-yard game, what the F? Yeah. Matt, I guarantee you Belichick had nothing to do with the approval or the disapproval of the, as you call it, that's pretty funny, the knockoff TB12 brand. That's a good line. I might have to steal that one. But I promise you that the agent representing Mac Jones is like, do you know how much crap Tom Brady has sold putting his logo on it? You got to come up with a logo. And it's not just Mac Jones and Tom Brady. Most of these quarterbacks have their own dopey logo. And apparently they sell enough stuff where they make it work. It would appear. Jeff writes and says, A-plus on the monologues all night and one hell of a good show. Well, thank you for your seal of approval. We appreciate that. We'll play that audio coming up here in a minute. We'll take some calls, though. Later this hour, at the end of the hour, we will have a staple of our Tuesday morning show, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite, an audio mystery. We look forward to that. But right now, let's get to the calls. And who is in the leadoff chair? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Pick a caller by their name. Let's see here. I've had such good luck here on the phones. Oh, this guy's good. Let's go to Strip Club John, who's out of Cleveland. Hello, Strip Club John. This guy's a legend. Hello, John.
Big Ben Maller. How you doing, buddy?
If I was any better, I'd be at the club. But no, I'd be at one of your clubs because that's where the fun is.
There you go. Hey, 90 days out. We're 90 days out from the NBA All-Star Game coming to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, and what kind of planning is there? Are you going to be flying in professional ballet dancers?
At least 50 girls will be on stage.
50 women dancing on stage at the NBA All-Star Game now.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Now, expect James Harden and Lou Williams to be one of the first ones through the door. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, those guys are legendary purveyors of the ballet. They enjoy your work, Strip Club John, there, putting these clubs together. Have you thought about naming, like having a special all-star menu and naming dishes after Harden and Sweet Lou?
Well, we might get a porn star feature, but sometimes they're too expensive and they're not worth the money.
Yeah. How much does a porn star charge? What's the going rate in your business?
Well, you got to pay their expenses in. You got to pay their expenses in.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, they got to fly them in. You got to put them up in a hotel, stuff like that. You know, so you got to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay them like usually like $500 to $1,000 a day, when they're there. Plus, they get to sell all their merchandise and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a boy. Who knew that there was this whole side hustle for the porn stars that they can cash?
Yeah. That's big money for them. You know, to do that, you know, and the bigger they are, the more they demand. Like we had Mary Carey when she ran for back in the day. Remember Mary Carey?
I do. She ran for the governor of California.
When she ran for governor, she went on tour. We don't have them too much because it pisses off all the other dancers because, you know, the other dancers don't get the attention. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you gotta weigh that too. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. But you gotta, yeah, it's a decision. You gotta weigh everything. I got you.
Best ones we had was Brianna Banks. I don't know if you remember her. She was about like 2007, 2008, something like that, there.
I'll have to look up her work. I'll have to see.
Brianna Banks, you know, one hell of a performer, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And plus, I got to drive her back and forth to her hotel So that was pretty fun for me.
That was an added bonus. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that was a bonus. All right.
Well, look at that. I get counting
now,
down
now
the
you
days.
You know who we want? Yeah. You know who we want? You know who we want to invite now that he's on? He's going to be retired, but we want to invite Dick from Dayton to come up.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, I mean, so you're giving the official invitation to Dick and Dayton to make the trip up from Dayton to go to your establishment in the greater Cleveland area.
Yeah, because I've been, you know, with some strippers about this time, you know, from the club, you know, on extracurricular activities. And yeah. One thing strippers like is dick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I mean?
That's what I hear. I hear you. All right. Well, thank you, Strip Club John. That was a long way to go to get to a good joke. But thank you, the great Strip Club John, one of my favorites there. He's told many stories back in the heyday when the Cavs were in the finals seemingly every year with LeBron. And some of the tales of the Strip Club from Strip Club John. Let's keep it going on the phones. Let's go to Supermarket Steve, who's next. Hello, Supermarket Steve.
And thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about this a-hole that you were playing earlier who wouldn't answer that reporter's question. He's asking a simple question because they were running a simple high school play. They were running a pin and pull play. They pull the guard, they pin with the wide receiver. And all you have to do is take your fastest linebacker and run right behind that guard and go tackle the football. But for three quarters, they couldn't figure it out. And that's the only thing the reporter wanted the guy to say. But he wouldn't say it because he looked like an idiot out there. And that's all I got to point out, Ben, is because these reporters, they need to get their answers in so they can get their stories out. And that's all they got to say.
Yeah, well, and the problem is that the there's so many softballs being lobbed up to these guys. Anytime anyone asks a question that's mildly offensive to their sensibilities, we get the response. In fact, I think we should play that again, Supermarket Steve, because we have some new audio, and I'm going to put Koopa Loop on the spot here. I don't know if he has this readily available and Roberto or not, but we played audio earlier in the show from Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde of the Bills. They got annoyed at the line of questioning following the Monday night game. It was obviously embarrassing. For the Patriots to run three pass plays and everything else a run play, and for the Bills defense to allow that kind of yardage, considering that the Patriots were not opening up their playbooks, rather embarrassing. All things considered, that's most of us would say the same thing, but the Bills players were asked about that, and let's see if we have the audio here, because they got very upset, especially Micah Hyde. He got pretty upset.
This goes in disrespect. It's all about respect. I come here every single week and I answer your questions truthfully, honestly. I appreciate you guys. Don't do that. Don't do that.
In my day, players.
All right, that was the added audio. That was the secondary audio. The first audio bite, though, they got upset with the reporter, and then this latest audio is them. That was Micah Hyde lecturing the reporter. And I always love that. I always love that when some meathead athlete or coach tells the reporter what question is acceptable and not. Because my response is always, well, why don't you just ask yourself questions if you have all the answers? See, your job is to answer the questions. The reporter's job is to ask the questions. If you don't want to ask, if you don't want to answer the question, then there's plenty of ways to not answer the question. But to say that you did not answer the question, but I'm not embarrassed. Of course it was embarrassing. Just say it. Move on to the next question. It was obviously embarrassing. The Bills had the number one defense in the NFL. The Patriots ran an elementary offense and beat them. And they beat them by running right, running left, and doing essentially, as Supermarket Steve said, the same play, just slightly different, just slight variation throughout the game. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Now, as far as Tom Brady, his next money grab, if you did not see this, TB12 has announced an opportunity for you to give him money, a new non-fungible token. That's right, an NFT from Tom Brady. this is quite the hustle, in my humble opinion. But some people love it, and they're all about it. But this just reeks of scam. This reeks of three-card Monty to me. But who am I? Just a voice in the night. But anyway, the Buccaneer quarterback, Tom Brady, launching the announcement coming down here. A new non-fungible token following apparently the success of his first. So the first one did very well, and so he's like, hey, why not? I'm back for more. Good luck on that. If you don't know what a non-fungible token is, it's essentially a digital souvenir where you have the rights to it, but you don't have the exclusive rights to it. Which, it's like I could download any of those photos or videos on YouTube or on the anywhere on the internet, and I can say, oh, look, they're mine. I own them now, too. But you have to actually pay money, and a lot of money. Insane to the membrane.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So remember a quarterback long time ago, Eddie? I was barely alive when this guy was playing at UCLA. This guy, Cade McNown. Remember Cade McNown?
Of course. Big bust with the Bears.
Well, his wife has popped up in the police blotter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Former UCLA star, disaster in the NFL, Cade McNown, way back in the late 90s, early 2000s, so a long time ago. And his wife has been arrested, we are told, for grand theft. And what did she do? Apparently, she was working as an assistant, like helping out someone named Sydney Holland. I don't know who that is, but apparently she is well known for
who?
Hanging out in the celebrity circles and a philanthropist, gives money to charity, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, law enforcement, according to TMZ, they had the scoopage overnight here. TMZ had the story. Christina McNown is the wife here, and she was arrested after supposedly a long investigation uncovered that she had been ripping off purses from this Sydney Holland woman who she was helping out, clothing and jewelry. And she had worked as an assistant and stylist for this other woman for 12 years. And over the course of time, she apparently was taking stuff. She saw a nice purse she wanted. She just took it. And they finally caught up to her. And so she has been charged with four counts of felony grand theft and is going to be arraigned in February. Now, I vaguely remember, Cade McNown had his own issues back in the day at UCLA. Remember what Cade McNown got in trouble for, Eddie?
Wasn't it the handicap parking?
Yes. Yeah, the handicap parking. And he finally admitted to it after he got drafted by the Chicago Bears, but they had a whole setup there. And some people think that's not a big deal, but if you're handicapped and you need to use one of the handicapped parking places, it's the king of all douchebags who parks there, who's not supposed to park there. So it's a problem. But let's get back to the calls, and who do we have here? Page down. Let's go to the aforementioned Dick in Dayton. Hello, Dick.
Good morning, Ben and crew. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello. I don't know if you heard the news earlier, Dick and Dayton, but Strip Club John has invited you up to his establishment in Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows me up there. He probably hears me up there at probably the big one or MMS, you know.
No, he listens to this one, show. Yeah. He's
oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted
what's that,
to,
Eddie? Is that
he probably listens to on the big one.
Yeah.
Who's he listen to on the big one?
The WTAM 1100.
Okay. Yeah. Eddie won't say it.
I wanted to tell you about the Christmas party. There was 22 of us that came, and we played overtime. Then we went through some of the old hits. You know.
What are some of the old hits? What are some of the classics? Give us a little taste.
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. Somebody stole my gal.
Oh, no.
And
that's a toe-tapping good time, right, Dick and Dayton? That's a toe-tapping good time.
And Susie, our piano player, she's been in this group. She gave me sort of the band did a sort of a little Christmas present. There were four tapes of the Ragtime Riverboat Rats, and I think I produced that show. It was down in Cincinnati.
Wow, he's a producer.
Yeah, and
The ragtime. Like wait, hold on a second. The Ragtime Riverboat Rats. Is that the name of the group?
Yeah. It has Hey Good Looking, Bill Bailey and Bourbon Street, Slow Boat to China. It's a hit. It's a hit, Ben. Yeah. Jack's down in Jacksonville now. We miss him a lot, but Dick took over. Everybody loved us last night.
Did you just talk in the third person? You just said Dick took over. Is there another guy named Dick?
Oh, Dick Allen's been in the band a long time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Dicks, Ben.
I got my dicks mixed up. I apologize.
Dick won't be denied.
Unfortunate. All right, well, your retirement, you're getting close to the end of the year here, Dick and Dave. When is your final day?
Let's see, December 30th.
December 30th. And then the rest of your life, you'll be retired. You're just going to dedicate your life to music, I would imagine. Is that going to be your focus in retirement?
Yeah, music and my call-ins, in Ohio.
Oh, of course.
But I'll always call you. You know that.
He ain't retiring from that.
I appreciate that. You'll have more time to call the show. You can call earlier in the show. And you can also visit Strip Club John in Cleveland. You can go and get the celebrity treatment. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Dick.
Well, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. There you go.
Dick's right up there, though. He absolutely is.
I'm so sorry to Dick Allen that I confused him with Dick and Dayton. I'm not up on my Johnsons. But since Dick lives in Dayton, both of them, so it's an easy mistake to make. It's a common mistake.
Dick won't be denied.
So it's unfortunate. Let's go to Chris, who's driving around, I believe, Massachusetts somewhere. Hello, Chris. What's going on? You are next on Fox Sports Radio. All right. Chris is gone. Let's go to Cooper, who's in Virginia. Hello, Cooper.
Hello, Big Ben.
Hello.
Hey, first off, just want to say that I appreciate you, everything you do. Breath of fresh air, as always.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I know you've been a little hesitant about Taylor Heinicke lately, but I don't want to ask about him, but how do you feel about the Washington Indigenous Peoples Football Association going forward?
The team to be named later. The Washington football team. They keep winning. How can you complain? They beat the Las Vegas football team, which was impressive. Now they play the Dallas football team this coming week, and so that's obviously a big two of the next three against the Cowboys. So it's pretty obvious. Yep. You don't need me to tell you this, Cooper. If the Washington football team beats the Dallas football team twice and beats the Philadelphia football team in the middle, boy, we're going to have a complete hitting the fan in the NFC East, which I look for. I look forward to that. I love the chaos of the world. Yes, that would be fun.
It is. I'm just saying, being a fan of that terrible organization for so many years, it just feels a little different this year.
Well, it didn't feel a little different early in the year, did it? It felt the same, didn't it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So it's only been because they're winning, and they're winning with this methodical offense. Although they didn't against the Raiders, it was a little bit of a different situation. They didn't have they only had one drive of more than 10
drives.
Plays.
That was it.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, thank you. That ends the Washington football team propaganda. But we thank you for that. All right, straight ahead for us, we are going to have Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. We will get to that. If you want to be one of our judges, call right now, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Cite the Bite. We get to that, and we will do it next.
I'm Bundy Camo. I have an eye for talent, and Brian Finley stinks.
That's true. It's good analysis right there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If I got run over by her John Deere, going back to prison Christmas Eve, you can say there's no such thing as karma. But beer drinking Brian, he believes she'd been snorting too much meth.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. The catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller. There will be a cans on a John
Deere. It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And away we go now. Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. It's an audio mystery. Someone that is prominent in the sporting world, our little corner of life here. We do jock talk. Kind of. So it's an athlete, a prominent coach, a media member in the sports department, and we'll play the audio. We will not give you any clues to start, and then we'll see how good your hearing is and see if you can figure out who the mystery voice is. Let's go to the audio tape.
You just never know what's going to happen. You just never know what's going to happen.
Right, will anyone get this right on Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery? I'm gonna go caller number five on this one.
Never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. I'm gonna go caller five. Eddie.
Caller five.
Roberto.
Llamada número cinco, Big Ben.
Koopaloo.
Five?
Yes, that's the number. The number is five.
Five.
All right, play it again, Roberto, one more time. I know. Stop hitting
Cinco.
That button, Roberto. Yeah. All right, stop that!
You just never know what's going to happen. You just never know what's going to happen.
Very exciting. Here we go. Playing Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. And in the leadoff chair, let's say hello to our friend FaZe in Chicago. I thought we lost FaZe when he met Doc Mike, but he survived to live another day. Hello, FaZe!
Is that Chicago great Matt Nagy?
Matt Nagy. Is that Matt Nagy, the soon-to-be pole-axed coach of the Chicago Bears? No. But thank you for that, FaZe. You can only wish it was Matt Nagy. Let's see. Who is next on Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery? Let's say hello to Dan in the Valley of the Sun. We haven't heard from Dan that often recently. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ben. I was taking in the... Joe Biden, that's why you haven't heard from me.
You woke up, though. That's good.
Anyways, is that former Arizona State great David Fulcher?
Oh, is that David Fulcher? No. Great guess, though, Dan. Boy, the sun, the Valley of the Sun has woken up from their sports coma.
He's used that joke before, though. He's got to come up with some new material.
Well, he's been sleeping for a while, so... All right, let's see who is next. Time for a clue. By the way, if you want to join the party here, 877-99 on Fox, maybe we'll be able to squeeze you in if nobody gets it right in front of you. This person appeared in the reality TV show The Ride.
You just never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. Yeah, appeared on the reality TV show The Ride. I don't even know what that is, but apparently it was. Is that popular? I don't know.
Never heard of it.
I never heard of him.
That doesn't mean anything. Let's go to Angry Bill, who's caller three. Hello, Angry Bill.
That is the great Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, Jalen Ramsey. Well, that's respect. Well, that's very nice of you. Look at you. You're not such a douche. It's not Jalen Ramsey, though. Time for caller number four here on Cite the Bite. The great sports radio mystery. This person appeared in a reality TV show called The Ride. And caller number four is Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Let's go to Chris, driving around Massachusetts. Hello, Chris.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Jim Harbaugh, kick the freaking extra point.
Okay. Spoken like a true gambler. Is it Jim Harbaugh or God? No, it is not Jim Harbaugh.
I think he means John.
What's that? Yeah. All right, let's see. Who do we have? Caller number five. Now it's time for caller five. A clue. Just the 18th quarterback from Division I to pass for 10,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards and appeared on the reality TV show The Ride. The Ride. Let's see here. Who is caller five? Let's go to Jared in Kansas City. Jared, for the win.
Would that be Gardner Minshew Mania, baby?
Gardner Minshew for the win? No. Not Gardner Minshew.
Not a bad guess.
That is not a bad guess. Right. Caller five does not win. Caller six is Shane in Des Moines. Shane, what's the answer? Quickly.
Is that Marcus Vick?
No. No. Was signed with the Vikings as an undrafted free agent. We're out of time. It is Taylor Heinicke of the Washington football team to be named later. Taylor
Roll
Heinicke.
Roll me up, Rocky Roberto.
Nobody wins.